Next on stage.
Live in studio.
So is that pre-shrunk?
That I'm not sure, but yeah, just Google comfort colors. I'm sure you can.
I mean, because I'm like that guy that like I wear like an extra large, but if I get like the wrong shirt that sinks too much or shrinks too much, I should probably be getting a double X.
That's right. Yep. Either that or lose weight.
Yeah, well, that is the truth, the cold hard truth. There.
Oh, that was awesome.
On that note. Let's try a different beer.
Yes.
There is a podcast in Iowa. Funk for profit was named by they. They stirred up a banker near. Then quick came an auctioneer. Making profit was their first goal. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Soon may the farmers come to bring us guests and beer and fun. One day when the recording's done, we'll take our mics and go. These formats shook us to our core. With Funk for Fun, you will not snore. Banker set all mics to on, and the mullet of podcasts was born. Soon may the farmers come to bring us guests and beer and fun. One day when the recording's done, we'll take our mics and go. Before we knew, conversations grew. Growing corn even said F you. So won't you join Tenor Dave, Corey, and crew? Please like, share, review. Soon may the farmers come to bring us guests and beer and fun. One day when the recording's done, we'll take our mics and go.
Welcome, listeners, to a Farm for Fun episode. This is Tanner Winterhoff.
This is Corey Hillebo.
And like we said, it's Farm for Fun week, so this is not your Farm for Profit show. If you're used to logging in and only catching those, that has your What's Working in Ag segment and a topic to help your farm achieve high levels of profitability. We're kicking back after last week's episode to have a little bit of fun and talk to a farmer in agriculture.
Yeah, let's get at it. Did you actually say that it was a Farm for Fun show, or did you just open the beer and assume it?
Well, I think it should just come as an assumption because I opened the beer.
But you were like we said.
No. Okay. See, it's fun. This is way too many details for a fun show already. But listen,
laid back, we do have some business.
We got a little bit of business. So thank you so much for sharing us with your friends and family. Don't forget to hit subscribe. So it hits your phone, your app every time when it comes out on Monday morning, and leave those reviews behind because that helps us a lot on getting those rankings on iTunes, gets us these good guests like the one we've got today. And today's listener review is brought to you by Brandt Industries. So that's BrandtCA.com. If you're going to go look them up, they know you've got to be tough, smart, and have equipment that you can rely on to succeed in farming. Just like these grain carts. Listen to this message.
The new Brandt XT grain cart delivers unmatched forward auger reach, side auger reach, and discharge spout clearance for easy positioning. With sight lines that allow you to actually see what you're doing while you're doing it. Saving you time with each load and getting you back to the combine sooner. They say hindsight is 20/20. We say seeing what's in front of you is better. Lead the field with the new XT grain cart from Brandt.
There you go. How about that for a tough product that you can rely on, Corey? What is our listener review this week?
Our listener review is from Grain Wagon 223. Do you think they got different ways to say grain wagons, like they do auger wagons or auger carts or anything like that?
I don't know. I've only ever called them wagons. Boxes?
He says, love your podcast. It keeps me entertained the whole time while I'm doing that grain and fertilizer relocating thing.
Oh, yeah. We all know what that is.
So it must be either a trucker or a...
It's got to be a trucker.
I was going to say spreader, but that wouldn't work. You wouldn't be spreading grain. So, yeah, it must be a trucker. Thank you.
Awesome. And don't forget about BW Fusion. They focus on the grower's needs. They aim to be the trusted resource in your operational success of your farm business. They bring years of agricultural experience of biologicals and nutritionals, along with the experts in the field on their BW Fusion team to provide you the extreme value that you need as their customers. So thanks again, BW Fusion, for your partnership. And Brandt, go and check them both out on the internet. And now it is the time that we always look forward to. It's Corey's introduction. Shut up and
sit down. Or they just hit that 15-second advance through this. Today on the Farm for Fun episode, we go to the furthest south guest we've ever had. I believe, fact check me there, on the show. He's a Florida peanut and cotton farmer. He's got over 200,000 followers on TikTok, over 22,000 subscribers on YouTube with over 140 videos. That's putting out some content. He has fieldrose.com. Welcome, Mr. Jim MacArthur, and maybe we'll get an appearance from his twin brother.
Oh, Randy. That would be exciting.
I hope.
Woohoo!
Welcome, Jim. What's going on?
Yeah, doing good. Just running the dump cart. We're picking peanuts wide open. And, just working. What about you guys? What are y'all up to?
Well, we just cracked a beer sitting here in the podcast studio on a nice Tuesday afternoon pre-harvest.
So nice.
Our listeners always like to know a little bit as to when we get these recorded. So yeah, we are sitting here in the middle of September.
Saying the date out loud? Like, because I feel like it's going to be a while. Or is this coming out next week?
No, this one won't be next week. This is one of our...
So we're mid-September.
We are Tuesday, September 14th.
Yeah. So you're picking peanuts. I saw you picking, what do you call it, digging peanuts on your YouTube channel. Is that what you call it?
Digging. Well, yeah, some people call it digging. Some people call it shaking. Some people call it plowing up peanuts. So, pretty much peanuts grow in the ground. And it's funny because a lot of people don't even realize peanuts grow in the ground. They think it grows on trees. And actually, my wife, she's from Lexington, Kentucky. When we met, she had no clue that peanuts grew underground. They grow underground. So we obviously have to get them out of the ground first. So that's what the digger does, is it takes them out of the ground, turns them upside down, and then we let them dry for about 3 to 4 days of good sunshine, and then we fall in here and pick them.
Nice. So we know that you grow, raise, harvest peanuts. What else does your farm look like? Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
We farm peanuts. We also farm cotton. We actually farm more cotton than peanuts. We've got about, say, 500 acres of peanuts, and maybe a little over 800 acres of cotton. And we do about maybe 200 acres of small grain, like a little bit of wheat and some oats that we mainly just use for cover crop. We'll sling that out and then plant cotton into that.
So the picture on your website looks like you're standing next to some corn.
Yeah. Now we did one year, the only year. Last year we planted some corn. Now my father, he started farming in 74. So back in the day, he planted some corn. But I decided I want to grow a field of corn last year, and it was okay, but it kind of, like, our busiest time obviously is this time of the year. And in years past, you could always sell to the ethanol plant, but I guess it shut down. So we had to, like, wait for the corn to be completely dry. And then we were trying to pick peanuts at the same time, and it kind of blended. So this year we decided, although corn was a great price, to just stick to peanuts and cotton.
So you have an ethanol plant in Florida? I guess I didn't even ever think that.
Yeah. I guess there was one. Maybe there still is. I don't know. I might be incorrect on that. But I know years past, yeah, you could pick your corn. It didn't have to be, you know, what is it, like 12%? I'm not too knowledgeable with corn.
15.
Is it 15? Okay. Yeah. So even if it wasn't 15, you could say pick it, and the ethanol plant would take it. So you wouldn't have to worry about drying it or storing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, long story short, man, it was a huge – can we cuss on the show? Okay, I can say ass. Okay. So, yeah, it was just a huge pain in the ass because we put them in the grain bins, and although it was 15%, I guess it, like, got more moisture or it got wet, more wet when we put it in the bin. So then it stuck to the walls, and we tried to get it out. It was all molded, and it was just a complete disaster. Oh. So I was like, I am never fooling with corn again.
That's actually, I didn't even think about that. Florida probably doesn't cool down enough. Here in Iowa, we put it in the bins, get it dried down, and then we usually get a nice hard freeze, and we stay cold for quite a while during our winter.
Right.
We'll actually freeze the corn. Like, when it gets down below freezing, we'll turn the fans on and freeze it.
Nice.
Yep. Keeps pretty good that way.
So it doesn't really get too cold in Florida.
So in your area, is it pretty much all cotton and peanuts, or are there other crops in your neck of the woods that are raised?
That's definitely the bulk of the crops around here is cotton and peanuts. There's quite a few corn grown as well. There's a little bit of soybeans. In my area, there's quite a few cucumbers, believe it or not. We've got some farmers that we rent our land out, and they'll plant cucumbers. And then we actually fall in behind after they harvest them, like, say, in 1st of June, we'll end up planting cotton behind that. Watermelons, a lot of people grow watermelons, cantaloupes. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So then you alluded to early on that your wife's from Lexington, Kentucky. Tell us a little bit about your family. So you said you're farming with your dad. So go through that connection and then a little bit about your family, if you don't mind.
Yeah, pretty much. I grew up on the farm. My dad started farming in 74. And, he always had me on the farm since I was a little kid. It was never, like, a huge passion of mine. I was never one of those kids that were like, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm going to be a farmer when I grow up. Growing up, I was always more into music and making videos, and I was always in a band. And my dad and I raced motocross and all that stuff. So, like I said, he always had me on the farm, and I enjoyed it, but it was never, like, a true passion of mine. Mm-hmm. So after high school, I went to a college in Panama City for, like, video production. I was going to make, I don't know what I was going to make, I guess videos of who knows what. And then I went on a cruise ship, actually, with some buddies of mine. And I met a bunch of girls, like, the first night. And I walk up to, like, the best-looking one. I love telling the story, by the way. And, I walk up to her, and I'm like, hey, how much does a polar bear weigh? And she looks at me all weird. Boy. She's like, I have no idea. I said, enough to break the ice. How are you doing? My name's Jim. she thought it was hilarious. Like, she just really, really liked the corniness of the joke, I guess. So, long story short, we hung out the whole cruise, kept in contact, and, like, 6 months later, she moved to Florida. We moved in together, and the rest is history. Then we got married, and now we got three girls.
Wow. It's a love story with a dad joke.
With a dad joke.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, so we moved to Panama City. I was going to college, and then I dropped out of college. I was just working a dead-end job, and I was like, well, you know what? Maybe I should just come back to the farm. It wasn't that bad of a gig. So I came back to the farm, and that was 2009. This time of the year, actually, I think. Yeah, it was actually today's date. Yeah, September 14th.
No kidding.
No joke. Yeah, no joke. It's when I came back in 2009 and have been on the farm ever since.
Wow. So you said you had three daughters. What are their ages?
Yeah, three girls. I've got Atlin will be 10 on the 27th of this month. Then I've got Cassidy. She's 6. And then Ellie Rose will be 3 in January.
Nice. I've got a 5 and a 7-year-old daughter.
Yep. I'm 5 and 1-year-old daughter. So it's all daughters.
All
okay,
girls.
Nice.
All girl dads.
All girls, yep. I love my girls, man. They're awesome. They're a lot of fun.
Same.
That's awesome. So as we do on every one of our shows, we're going to take a quick little break. And thanks to Dole Distributing, we've got a beer to taste. You know, too bad you're out there in the tractor working, Jim. You could be sitting here in the studio with us having a beer. I don't know if I'm going to like these. So even though we're recording in the middle of September, they've planned ahead for when we're going to release these in October.
They must have heard us on the last recording that we did, and I told them that you liked pumpkin spice. Because this is a Samuel Adams, but it's called Jack O.
Jack O.
Like Jack O'Lantern. Oh. Pumpkin ale. So let's give it a try.
Oh, it smells cinnamony. Is that how you say that?
It's cinnamon-y? Dark like an amber box.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
I always have problems with the word aluminum.
Aluminum. it tastes
a tricky
like
one.
It tastes like pumpkin.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah, pumpkin pie, like with whipped cream on. Like
it really
smooth.
Does. Oh, you're missing out, Jim. This is pumpkin pie in a bottle.
This is like better.
Is it? Yeah. I don't drink, but I do love pumpkin pie.
You would like this then.
Wow. We just have to tell you it's liquid pumpkin pie. We wouldn't tell you that it's a beer.
Is it so good when it touches your lips? Once like on the movie Old School?
Once it hits your lips. You're my boy, Blue.
You're my boy, Blue.
Well, that was pretty good. We don't have Dave here.
It's a good
here.
Thing we didn't send you any beer. That would have felt like an asshole there if we would have sent you beer and you don't drink.
Yeah. I love sparkling water now.
Yeah.
Really good.
Our last episode that just aired, we had sparkling seltzers or seltzer hard seltzers, yeah. Not sparkling seltzers. Duh.
Might as well have been sparkling.
That's the new rave. Everything is like hard seltzer, and even like Bud Light. All your main beer companies are making like hard seltzers, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You couldn't even tell there was any booze in these. They were very. They were just like drinking flavored water.
Mm, those are the ones that get you. Be careful with those.
Oh yeah. Yep. So you went back to the farm, and you really didn't. That wasn't a passion of yours that you thought, but are you enjoying it? Glad you did now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was the best decision, no doubt. At the time, we were working at a place called Sallie Mae, which was pretty much like a student loan center. So it was like a call center. So all day long, it was just, you know, thank you for calling Sallie Mae. My name is Jim. How can I help you today? I was going to school for like video editing. So at the end of the day, that kind of would have been my job if I was a video editor. So I was like, maybe I want to do a career change here. So I moved back to the farm. I mean, I've learned a whole lot. I mean, obviously with 10 years being on the farm full time, because growing up, you know, I always, you know, picked peanuts and did a little bit of stuff here and there, but obviously I wasn't in it like I'm in now. So yeah, it was definitely a good move for sure.
Is that how we found you on TikTok? I mean, that's the way that we tracked you down, was seeing your TikToks. But
yeah,
see,
that's the misconception. That's my twin brother, Randy.
Oh.
I have an identical twin brother, Randy, and we don't have the best relationship, and we do get along a little bit. But, yeah, that's him that has the TikTok, and I handle the YouTube.
So you're using your video production background to help on the YouTube side.
Exactly, because I kind of blended my passion, which is good because it's made me kind of, you know, learn a lot more about farming, because I obviously kind of want to know what I'm talking about when I am on the camera. So I kind of make sure to do my research before you start blabbing out a lot of information that's not correct.
When did you start the YouTube channel?
Started the YouTube channel in February of 2020, kind of right before COVID went crazy.
Okay, so you've got some pretty dang good traction in just over a year.
Yeah,
a year and a half.
Yeah, it's been it's done good for sure.
And obviously,
you always want more and more. But I mean, from where it started, you know, you get excited when your first video gets 1,000 views, and then you always want, you know, more and more and more.
And so that's fieldrose.com. Obviously, you had the editing background and all that, but like, what gave you the idea for the content, or were you just seeing the other farm YouTube guys and you said, I can do that?
Not at all. Yeah, great question. My original idea, my wife and I were at the beach, and I was like, man, I want to do something. I want to get back into videoing, because, I mean, I've always videoed our whole life. You know, I would just make home movies kind of, just burn them to DVD of, you know, the children and on the farm. And I would just burn them to DVD and just kind of watch them myself. So my original idea, because my kids would always watch other kids on YouTube playing with toys.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I'm going to make like a farming YouTube kids channel. And I was so stoked on it. That's why if you look back, like the very first video we ever did was the Kitty Cat Seafood Bar. I don't know if you ever seen it.
No.
It's pretty wild. It's it's off of the that Lil Nas X, which is a terrible rapper. I mean, I that's another conversation.
Don't take
but
my horse to the old town.
Exactly.
Road. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we made it, and it was I'm gonna take my cat to a seafood bar. She's gonna eat till she can't no more. So I made this original song. I mean, you know, put a lot of effort into it. And but then I started researching, and I found out that like that year they actually changed a bunch of like rules within YouTube that if you feature nothing but kids, like it's very hard to be successful if you're just starting out. Like you can't have any comments on your video. They take away all your notifications. So like I had this grand idea, and I was like, "Are you kidding me?" So then I just like, well, I just kind of morphed into like a vlog channel. Like I had no idea who Millennial Farmer was. I had, you know, all the bigger names like Larson Farms, you know, all them. No clue until I started all this a year ago. And then I realized that, holy smokes, there's people out there that are just videoing what I've been doing for years and are actually making money off of it. You know, so that's how I kind of just transitioned to like a farming blog channel.
Gotcha. So you tried to be farming Blippi.
Yeah. And then I find out about that guy. And I'm like, gosh, you know, it's only 10 years ago. What have I been doing? I should have been the farming Blippi.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, my kids will watch that crap. And I'm like, what are you watching? They'll just watch it. I mean, over and over. And it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. My girls. I mean, that's all. I have to just pry them away from the TV. I mean, like, you know, and it's mainly just watching other kids play with slime or open toys.
Yeah, but God forbid you go get them slime and they play for it for 5 minutes and then they're bored.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I think we're all on this, on the same avenue there. That's what they do. Watch YouTube kids, watch all these other kids play with it, then they go play with their own Barbies for 10 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So you mentioned the beach. How far away are you from a beach?
We're about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, kind of depends. We're about an hour and a half from Panama City Beach. And 2 hours if you want to go to like Cape San Blas, which is awesome. If you've never been to the beach, go to Cape San Blas. It's heaven on earth.
Cape San Blas. I never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man. It's nothing like Panama City Beach, which is like congested, tons of people, and like just a bunch of drunk college kids just getting on your nerves. Like, take sandblasters, low key. The water's beautiful. Nobody around.
Nice.
I've been to Big Creek Beach.
What's that?
I've been to Big Creek Beach. That's the beach right by our farm. It's just a little lake.
In Iowa.
In Iowa. Dirty sand. Sometimes you can't swim in the water because the algae is too high.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, the other thing I was going to ask. So, peat nuts and cotton. How are those markets right now?
Good. The market on cotton is really good. I'm not sure the exact price, but I think it was pushing 90 cents just a couple days ago. And peanuts is up too. Peanuts is around, you can get $500 a ton. So that's up from last year.
Wow. So then are your peanuts sold, like is that the Planters peanuts that I'm getting? Or where do your peanuts go?
Yeah, good question. I believe the most, I've never got a 100% clear answer on this, but what I hear from the grapevine is, so we sell to the peanut mill, which is a Birdsong peanut. And from there, they are like turned into oil stock for like peanut oil. And then also a bunch are sold to Jif Peanut Butter Company like peanut butter and candy bars, like all the candy companies and all that.
Candy bars.
I like that.
Paydays and all that good stuff.
Yep. I just had some Jif last night. Little Jif the stir fry.
Good deal. So there's a good chance you may have ate some of our peanut butter or some of our peanuts.
No, I ate your nuts. Okay, I just went down the wrong way.
I was going to say, what, you show me your nuts and then send a picture of peanuts?
I like Jim's salty nuts. Okay, about cotton? On the cotton side, are you picking cotton or baling cotton? Am I saying that right?
No, either way you want to do it. We pick cotton, we're kind of old school in the machinery we have. Now, like the latest, greatest cotton picker makes a round bale, just like a round bale of peanut hay, right? Or a round bale of grass.
Oh,
hay.
I was trying to spit it out. Stripping
so you have
cotton.
One machine.
Cotton. Yeah.
Yeah. But we've got just a basket picker, so we have to pick it. Then we dump our cotton into a bowl buggy, and then from there, the bowl buggy takes it to the module builder, and you just pack it down into like a square brick of cotton. So it's like three pretty big operation. Three guys to pick cotton. Pretty much.
Yep.
Does that sit on the edge of the field and then go to a cotton gin?
Gin. Yeah, you got it. Yep. So we'll, usually you can get, say, like 15 bales inside of a module, and a bale weighs around 500 pounds. And if you're in really good cotton, you can pick 3 bale per acre. So you can do the math. It's quite a few modules that you're actually producing. But yeah, then you just call, you take your spray paint, which is pretty fun, actually. You spray a number on it, and then they come, they pick it up, take it to the gin, and take the seeds out of it, separate your seeds from your lint, and weigh it, and send you a check.
Nice.
Interesting. That's the cool part about agriculture. There's just such a different variety of the way things are done. I mean, to me, it kind of sounds like the way seed corn is picked around here. It comes off the picker, goes into the bowl buggy or the dump cart.
Yep.
Then it's put into a truck and headed, you know, then it's delivered to the plant to process. So it kind of sounds along the same lines as that.
Oh, yeah. And you can check our YouTube, shameless plug there, but we've got tons of videos from last year showing the whole process from start to finish.
Fieldrose.com.
Fieldrose.com.
And Fieldrose on YouTube as well.
Yep, Field Rose YouTube. I mean, we're just all over. You know what I'm saying? Just YouTube, Facebook.
Everything but Twitter is what I heard on your podcast.
TikTok. Yeah, no Twitter. We're actually starting up a MySpace, so.
You need to hop over on Twitter. There's actually an Ag Twitter. It's kind of a small group, but I actually use that more for like business questions and things of that nature.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to use Twitter a lot because I'm a huge motocross fan. Love it. And that's the only time I ever check Twitter is just to get my racing news.
Gotcha.
So, motocross fan, do you ride also?
Not so much now. I mean, growing up, I raced motocross. I was never super good, but, you know, I was decent. But, yeah, I still ride every now and then, just not a whole lot. We don't race anymore. My dad and I used to race back in the day, like I said earlier.
Very nice. We need to So we get shirts made and stuff like that, and I heard you were complaining about polyester. We need to find a 100% cotton shirt line. So we need pointed in the right direction of where we can get good cotton shirts that are comfortable. That's what we need.
Yeah, I've got the hookup for you.
Do you?
You need to get Comfort Colors, because I sell Field Row shirts on the website. Yeah, and in the South, like, everybody rants and raves, you've got to have a Comfort Color 100% cotton t-shirt.
Comfort Colors, listeners.
Yeah.
You heard it here.
So is that pre-shrunk?
That I'm not sure, but yeah, just Google Comfort Colors. I'm sure you can.
I mean, because I'm like that guy that, like, I wear like an extra large, but if I get like the wrong shirt that sinks too much or shrinks too much, I should probably be getting a double X.
That's right. Yep. Either that or lose weight.
Yeah, well, that is the truth. The cold hard truth there.
Oh, that was awesome.
On that note, let's try a different beer.
Yes, Dole Distributing brought us another one, and we're sticking on the pumpkin theme, aren't we?
Yeah, unfortunately.
O'Fallon's pumpkin beer. Oh, this is just a straight pumpkin beer.
Straight up.
We love beer is what it says on the back of the bottle. Again, Dole Distributing. So O'Fallon's.
Let's try it. It tastes almost like the last one.
It is not as sweet.
Not as sweet, but it's same category.
Actually, I think there is a little bit of a aftertaste of, like, if you get splattered in the face trying to clean the guts out of a pumpkin. You ever do that with a power drill and that, like,
no,
a beater?
Just no.
You don't use a... How do you clean the inside of your pumpkins
with
out?
A knife?
No. You got to put, like, a stir, like you stir paint with or stir stain with.
Oh, my gosh.
On your
sounds
drill,
like a massacre.
And then just let that go. That whips it all up. That's the only dad way to do that.
The only dad way. I'll try it this year.
Pumpkin beer, O'Fallon's, thanks to Dole Distributing.
Dole Distributing, yeah, thank you. All right, back to me needing to lose some weight.
So Jim, now I feel really bad because I didn't realize you had a twin brother. Is he going to be around? Like, I've got some questions prepared for him. Like, here in a couple minutes, could he be around and jump on the phone too?
Yeah. It's possible. Like I said, he's kind of a loose cannon, to put it lightly. He was in the field earlier, but he should be coming back. He's out of minutes on his cell phone. If I would, I'd text him, but yeah, that's possible. If he comes in the field, I'll give you the phone. Sure. I'll put him on the phone for you.
So is it you or him that can also play the guitar and has musical talents?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I play guitar, drums, a little bit of piano, and Randy plays guitar as well.
So where did that talent start from? Where did you pick that up at?
Just growing up, like, say, again, motocross really shaped my life. But back in the day, they used to put out these VHS tapes called Terra Firma. And it was like the pro motocrossers just, you know, free riding on their practice tracks. But the great thing about these VHS tapes is they had, like, the most awesome soundtrack. And, I mean, this is back, like, in, say, 94. So I was, like, 9 years old. Hearing all these bands for the first time, like punk bands like Face to Face or Pennywise or I'm drawing a blank now. But anyway, just as a young kid hearing all this music, because back here, everybody just listens to, you know, country growing up, which I love country. Don't get me wrong. I love 90s country. New country today makes me want to just jump off my tractor while it's driving. that's just my opinion. I mean, well,
there's a lot of people on TikTok that do
and
that.
It, you know, people eat it up. But anyway, just watching those VHS tapes like over and over again, I just like developed this love for punk rock music and alternative music. So then the only natural progression was like, hey, we've got to start a band. So my buddies and I would always, growing up, you know, I'd play drums or guitar. And then we got into making videos, like before Jackass and all that came out, we were, you know, kind of doing the same stuff, jumping in boxes, and just filming anything, you know, just to film with my mom's old like VHS camera and just making these ridiculously, you know, what we thought were great videos, but now I watch them, I'm like, man, these are terrible. They're not even funny. But at the time, I mean, we were literally just crying, laughing, you know, laughing so hard. So yeah, that's kind of how we got into filming and music, was through these motocross tapes that I just had on repeat back in the day.
I can relate slightly, because we actually built a motocross track on our farm
Nice.
When we were in 7th and 8th grade, it never got to full production because some legal issues, someone broke some bones, some of that stuff, but loved it. Had a 1995 CR125, and then I had a 2003 KTM, I think it was SX250. So did some riding myself, a couple different ATVs and that's quads, I guess you would have called them. Loved me some Blink 182, Green Day, that kind of stuff. A little bit of punk rock. Yeah. So, heck yeah. I actually went to a Green Day concert in Chicago.
What year?
Oh, God. That would have been. I had to be in seventh or eighth grade at the time. My aunt took me out there, me and my buddy.
You'd be like
2000? 2001 or 2? 2000? 2000?
Was it the Pop Disaster Tour with Blink?
It could have been. Because
it's funny. I went and, it would have been 01. It was Green Day, Blink 182, and Jimmy Eat World with the Pop Disaster Tour.
I think that was probably it. You went to Chicago for that? Or you went to the tour?
No, I went to Atlanta. Went to the Atlanta show.
Yep.
I was going to say, there's no way you guys were at the same concert.
That would have been crazy.
Yeah, don't you remember seeing me there? Yeah.
I want to go to that concert when I'm was old enough to appreciate it more.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I went back in 2016 and saw Blink, which at this time they had a new singer and a Day to Remember in Tampa. It was a good show for sure.
Really good.
So I want to before we maybe jump off to your brother if he does show up, I want to hit a couple of things. You also have a podcast, correct?
Yeah, got a podcast, the Field Rose Podcast, yep.
So what do you cover on there? What's your kind of focus of topics on your podcast?
But yeah, on my podcast, I just talk to buddies of mine that farm. I've had my cousin on there, my dad, my wife, a couple people. I had a crop duster that sprays a bunch of crops for us, guy that runs the peanut mill, cotton farmers, just whatever.
Did that start about the same time the YouTube channel did?
A little bit later, yeah, I started the podcast maybe about 4 months after I started the YouTube.
Very cool.
Because I love podcasts, too. I've listened to podcasts for 10 years or more.
Really?
If I'm not listening to music, I'm listening to podcasts. Oh, yeah.
10 years is... That had to be an ancient podcast.
Oh, yeah. Once again, Motocross, the DMX podcast show, which came out in the... 06 or 07. It was back when you had to download it from iTunes and put it on your iPod. There was no internet on your phone then. So
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Because I'm probably 5 years in my career for listening to podcasts.
And when did Rob Sharkey start? Was that 14, 15, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
It seemed like that, or maybe that's when I started listening.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe it wasn't that. I don't know.
That's impressive. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so simple now. Your phone has everything. Yep. You know?
So then through the podcast and the YouTube channel, have you got to meet anybody super cool?
No, not really. it's always nice hearing from fans and all that. It's cool when people comment on your videos and, but as far as meeting anyone, I've pretty much kind of stick to my same old crew.
Yeah, that's not a bad way to go about it either.
That's right. If you guys were in Florida, I'd love to meet you guys in person.
It'd be a great time to go down there and visit. It sounds like a vacation.
I gotta remember. I was just down there in February. That's a long time ago. Yeah. I can't remember where we went. We were on the Gulf side and stayed at a resort down there, obviously to get away from the Iowa cold. And now I can't remember where we were at.
Huh.
Oh.
You'll think about it.
I will. That'll come to me. So
my brother Randy pulled up. I don't know if you guys want to talk to him an hour or a little bit, but he is in the field.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That would be great if we could.
Let's get him on.
You want to do it right? You want me to get him right now or in a little bit? What do you want to do?
Well, we're fine with that. Sure. We can be ready.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can get hold of him. Give me 1 second. Randy! Hey! Hey, come here a second! These guys. He's walking up. Hello?
Randy?
Hey, who's this?
Randy, this is Tanner and Corey from the Farm for Profit Podcast. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How you said farm for profit?
That's correct. Have you ever been on a podcast before?
I have not. This is my first time. Thanks for having me.
Your brother has a podcast, and you've never been on a podcast before.
Not yet. He hasn't had me on the show.
You'll have to have him download it to your iPod.
What was that? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, you'll have to have your brother download it on your iPod for you.
Yes. I'll try to do that. Where are you guys from?
We're from Central Iowa.
Lovely. Never been there.
Yeah, so you're not missing much.
Nice.
I suppose Florida people don't travel to Iowa very much.
Yeah, now I've been to Wisconsin, and I've also been to like the East Coast a little bit, New York, Pennsylvania.
So tell us a little bit about your TikTok channel there, Randy.
So I started a TikTok when I moved back to the farm. I was working at GameStop for a good minute. And I'm sorry, what was that?
No, we shouldn't have laughed. I'm sorry.
Oh. So I was big into games like Metal Gear Solid and Final Fantasy VII. So I moved back to the farm about 2016, off and on, been working for Daddy. And a buddy of mine actually said, hey, you need to download this app called TikTok, and you should make videos for it. I think people would like it. So I did, and I guess people ended up liking it.
Well, I that's how we found your brother, honestly, and then ended up going to his Field Rose website after looking at your TikTok. But I laugh every time you fall down. What, are you really that bad at keeping your balance?
Yes. Did you watch the video I did explaining about what happened?
No, I didn't.
Years ago when Daddy was farming, we had an open cab John Deere 4230. And I was sitting on the side of it, and we were riding around checking on peanuts. And sorry, it's kind of hard to talk about. But we were riding on the – going to check the peanuts, and we stopped in a certain field and got off. And a rattlesnake, a couple of them bit me on my leg and bottled my nerves up real bad. And thank God, I mean, I didn't lose the leg, but every now and then the leg just completely, you know, goes dead. And that's when I lose my balance and fall down.
A rattlesnake.
Two of them.
I just saw Farmer Dan 22. Farmer Dan. Oh, I can't remember which one now. Texas one. The Texas Farmer Dan was dealing with the rattler and, said he about crapped his pants because he didn't know it was going to strike him.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, there's a bunch of rattlesnakes out here. Matter of fact, earlier I saw an oak snake in the middle of the road. Now, oak snakes, they're not poisonous. But obviously everybody knows a rattlesnake. You don't want to get bit by them, trust me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My daddy got bit by a pygmy rattlesnake. No joke. Hooking up a peanut wagon when I was just a little kid. Thank God he didn't lose his arm or nothing. So that's a true story.
A pygmy rattlesnake? So is that like a small? Is that like a smaller rattlesnake?
A baby rattlesnake?
Exactly. It's a small rattlesnake, but they actually do more damage because they pump all the venom into you, whereas an older rattlesnake knows not to waste all its venom on its prey. They put just enough to, you know, stabilize it. Or not stabilize, paralyze it.
Wow.
So, are you pretty close with your brother? I notice you guys have the same exact tattoo, or did you possibly copy him?
I mean, like any brothers, you know, growing up, we had our fights. Older we get, seems like we butt heads more. But yeah, I decided when Jim got his tattoo, he got his girl's tattooed on him, and it is. I mean, it's a fantastic tattoo. I decided, you know, to kind of get. I mean, it is. It's pretty much the exact same tattoo, but my flower's a little bit different than his. But, yeah, I got same arm and everything, just like him.
Well, that's pretty nice. You'll have your niece's
very proud uncle.
Oh, he was pissed. He was pissed when I got it. He did not like it. He's still sour about it. He says I copy everything he does. And now he's all upset because my TikTok's it's more successful than his YouTube channel.
Well, that's what I was going to ask because I kind of picked his brain about the YouTube channel. But you've got all these ads for like that expandable garden hose or no kink garden hose.
They don't kink. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of branded deals now. because I guess people like my content better than him. He don't get nothing. But we did the drills, the expandable garden hoses, the grass trimmer, and everything's trucking along pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I saw that deal. 5-star tools or whatever, yeah, for that drill.
Use the code. I think it's I should know this. How will everyone get paid if I can't remember my code? It's either Field Roads or Field 10. Just try them both and see what happens.
Now go watch it on TikTok and you'll see it for sure.
There you go.
Exactly. That's what I should have said. Watch the TikToks and the codes are on them.
Yeah, how does your brother feel about you being at Field Rose on TikTok, and he's got his fieldrose.com website?
Yeah, he wasn't very happy about that either. But what he don't know is I'm not gonna mention that. But he wasn't too excited, and that's why every now and then I can get him to put me on his YouTube channel. He don't ever want to half the time do it.
Well, that's what brothers are for, right?
You think he'd be happy. You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, but sometimes that's not always the way.
Now you just got to find yourself a sunglasses brand, so that way you can always make sure you've got enough extra sunglasses.
Yeah, I always like a spare pair, because especially in this Florida sun. I mean, the sun shines everywhere, but it seems like Florida, the sun... it's a lot brighter, so see, if you ever go missing a sunglass, it's always nice to have a spare pair.
You ever get caught up in one of them big old storms down there, hurricanes?
We got this Hurricane Michael completely wrecked us. We had like 9 irrigation systems flipped over, lost a lot of cotton. I wasn't working on the farm that year, but it was terrible. It was not. This whole community was just wrecked.
Wow, that's too bad.
Cotton looked like you had picked it, but you didn't. The Hurricane Michael picked it.
That's a bummer.
Oh yeah.
All right, we got one more. We got one more beer. We're gonna do. This is a vanilla pumpkin beer from O'Fallon.
What y'all drinking?
Some O'Fallon pumpkin vanilla pumpkin beer. It's Tanner's favorite. Tanner loves pumpkin spice.
Okay.
you like pumpkin spice? You seem like you're a pumpkin spice guy.
Yeah, I'm more of a French latte guy.
Oh.
From Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
But I do like pumpkin. I do.
Now, your brother said he didn't drink. Do you drink?
A little bit. Not a whole lot. But I do, you know, like an occasional beer or two.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's going to taste this? O'Fallon's vanilla pumpkin beer.
I just taste the vanilla.
Oh yeah,
I can smell it.
I can smell.
Shut up.
It sounds good.
Yeah, I don't even taste the pumpkin.
Maybe on the backside, but it's definitely a lot of vanilla. I don't know how you could drink more than one of these.
I don't think you could. I'm glad that I'm sharing it with you.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks to All Distributing for our October beers. Our Jacko. What was that one again? That was a
Jacko.
No, that's a behind you.
Lantern.
Samuel Adams.
Smart ass.
What's your job out there picking peanuts today?
Well, I'm just kind of floating around. I like to check on the pickers, make sure they ain't leaving too many on the vines, and just kind of make sure everything, you know, does all right. Jim needs any, like, fuel or anything, or they, you know, like, grease the chains, mm-hmm. which they serviced up this morning, so they all right with that. So I also been helping my daddy. He's plowing up peanuts, so. We got to change peanut blades. You can only get about 40 acres or so on a set of peanut blades.
Really?
Whoa. So I've been helping him change peanut blades. And then I pulled in the field, and that's when Jim handed me the phone to talk to you fine gentlemen.
Well, we don't need to keep you. If you want to give it back to your brother, that's fine. We really appreciate you taking some time without having any heads up to jumping on the podcast with us.
Yeah, I'm excited to be on it. How can I listen to this?
You can find it on any platform. We're iTunes, Pandora, Spotify. It's Farm the Number 4 Profit, all squished together.
Okay, Farm 4 Profit. I'll write that down. I'll have to listen to it. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Randy, that
nice talking to y'all.
Likewise. Have yourself a good one. Stay safe.
Thanks. All right, I'll put Jim back on. There. All right, I'm back.
Well, hopefully that was a little mini vacation for you.
Yeah, it was nice. Did it go well?
He's fine. We just let him talk about himself.
Okay.
He didn't screw nothing up.
He can get long-winded.
He did tell us, though, about a hurricane. I didn't even think about that. How often do you guys get hurricanes down there?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, Hurricane Michael hit October 13th of 2018, and by far was, like, the worst hurricane ever in the history of hurricanes.
So what's the hurricane that we just had down there? What?
Well, we had Ida. Just got a bunch of rain off of Ida. And there's, I don't even know what the name, there's another one out there brewing somewhere that we're going to get rain from tomorrow, but we're just going to get some rain from it.
Yep.
So do you guys kind of get to plant crops all year round then down there? Or once you get done picking peanuts, what happens next?
Okay, so we'll start planting peanuts and cotton kind of the same time of the year, about like mid-April. We harvest, obviously, this time of the year. We'll start picking peanuts. And then in about probably 2 to 3 weeks, we'll start picking cotton. And that will last us until about November. And then we kind of get everything disted under as far as cotton. Well, first, we've got to get rid of our cotton stalks, because after you pick your cotton, now you just have a bare stalk in the ground. So for years, we would mow them and then dig. But now we have a stalk puller, so it actually like pulls the stalk of cotton out of the dirt. So your nematodes. Do you guys know about nematodes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't know if y'all had nematodes.
We got soybean cyst nematodes.
Okay, all right. So they love to feed on the roots of cotton. So this rig is supposed to eliminate that. You take the root out so your nematode pressure isn't as bad. So, after we pull all the stalks of cotton out, we'll sling some oats out or plant them with a grain drill. And then pretty much we're done. You know, then winter months, we're just working on equipment, taking it easy. And then about maybe mid-February is when we'll start breaking land, getting everything ready to start planting again and do it all over again.
Nice. So
I got a question. What's like an acre of ground, farm ground, worth down there? Either, well, let's go if you were to buy it, and then if you were to rent it.
I would say an acre, and I may be way off. I don't know a whole lot. Maybe top dollar acre now would be, say, $6,000 an acre for good farmland.
Yeah.
And you'd be really lucky if you got that. And then you said to rent. You want to know price for renting?
Yeah. You don't have to tell us that. Just a range or whatever.
Yeah, I would say maybe like, maybe say $300 an acre for good irrigated land. Maybe $200 to $300. Maybe 100 acres for dry land. And a lot has to do, too, with, like, who you're renting it from, how long they've known you. You know, like, we've got some land that we've rented from, you know, for 30 years or so.
Right.
My dad's been farming. So, obviously, he gets a really good deal on that. But, yeah, I'd say that'd be pretty good, pretty close average.
So, we just had we just had a farm sale a couple miles north of the studio for $17,350 an acre.
Wow.
But that wasn't even the highest this year, because over just a couple counties over, what was that, 22?
22.6.
22.6.
Wow.
Yeah. Hard to cash flow, but it's a good investment.
Yeah, that's not happening here around here. Yeah, I would say $6,000 is probably top dollar you're going to get around here.
All right, we're moving to Florida.
yeah, come on down.
Just got to worry about
it. It's a good spot.
You just got to worry about the hurricanes.
Do you guys have gnats where you're from?
No, we got them black picnic bugs.
And mosquitoes.
Yeah. And mosquitoes.
Yeah, we got mosquitoes. But the worst where we're at is just the gnats are relentless. They're just flying in your face all day.
So I heard on the Manure Spreader podcast that where he farms and raises cotton, they spray growth regulators. Do you guys do that too? Why do you try to slow the plant down?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make sense, does it? Yeah, it's called Pix, and it's relatively cheap to spray, too. And the reason behind it is if you don't spray Pix, like your cotton, I guess technically cotton is a tree, so it would just keep growing and growing and growing, and it will focus all of its energy on just growing as tall as it can. So you spray the Pix on it for it to slow the growth of it down, and it focuses more of its energy on like putting on more fruit. To more fruit, more bowls, Because, like, the perfect ideal cotton to me would be, like, say, like 4.5 feet. But if you never picked it, it would just keep growing and growing and growing.
Right. Because cotton's a tree.
Yeah. Yep. Right. So if it's a tree, couldn't you just get cotton off the same plant every single year? I mean, I'm naive to this.
Yeah, I believe you could. I think we should do a test from that. But yeah, I think if like it come back year after year. Huh. But I don't know how well. Surely it wouldn't produce enough to
right.
It'd be like economically feasible for you to just pick it one year and then leave it.
I think you should put your brother Randy on that project. Give him one cotton tree to take care of.
Right. Yeah. There you go. That would be interesting, though. Yeah. Just to not pick any cottons. Say, like, pick maybe one row and somehow just don't pick any of that whole row. That would be pretty neat.
I would say put one plant in your yard, in Randy's yard.
There you go. Yeah.
And just see what it does, like, year after
year.
I'll
have to mail you some cotton seed.
There you go.
Probably illegal, die.
Though,
isn't it?
No, I think as long as it's within the United States. You'd be okay. Fine. Yep. You don't want to do overseas type stuff, but over borders.
Right.
But it'd probably die here in our winter.
Let's put it in the greenhouse. You'd be all right.
Yeah,
that's true. That's cool. Well, good. This is awesome. We ask every one of our guests before we wrap up a show, though, the same question. What do the most successful people, it doesn't have to be farmers, it can be farmers, what are the most successful people that you know all have in common? So while
the most successful people I know have in common.
Yep. So while you're
thinking, that's a good question.
It is. So while you're thinking about that, we'll plug our last partner. So this partner you've heard before, but we are bringing them back to the podcast. So thank you to Gearinghoff for rejoining us for another period of time as a partner. So they fully believe in the message that we are putting out, whether it is entertainment through these fun shows or help your farm achieve higher levels of profit through our profit shows. They're excited to be back on as a partner. We're going to have a lot of fun things planned down in the future for you guys through this show, but don't forget about Gearinghoff. They are head of the class no matter the crop. Their premium harvesting heads are exactly what you need every fall as you work through the field. So thanks again, Gearinghoff, for being a proud partner of the Farm for Profit podcast.
They'll be with us for a while, too.
Yeah, baby. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Was that enough of a delay? Did we stall enough for you on the question?
I mean, Gearinghoff's probably not even sponsoring us. That was just a filler, right?
Yeah, I'm good. I think I got a good one for you.
All right, lay it on us.
Yeah, I think the most, well, my dad's pretty successful. You know, he's made a living farming for, I don't know, quite a while, since 1974, and all the, you know, other farmers in this community. I think it's just getting like the right people in your corner. We've got some good guys that help us out because you can't farm it all by yourself. And like I said, with me not being, I mean, yeah, I am passionate about farming, but I don't go to sleep every night just reading Successful Farmer. I think getting the right people in your corner and also getting like a good crop consultant, because we've got a good, you know, great group of guys that check our peanuts and cotton. They're in the field every week, you know, and tell us, hey guys, you need to, you know, I would spray this field now, that can save you a pile of money, and end up making you a bunch of money.
Yeah, I like that answer. And normally that's our last question, but I just thought of another one we didn't ask you yet. So as you're working on this YouTube channel, what's the future look like? What's next?
I guess I'm just going to keep grinding like I am. Which, I'm going to be honest, dude, it's a struggle trying to create content, you know, two videos a week, usually we put out, and having a family, three small girls. It's a lot of late nights, which I don't try to stay up as late as I used to, because that's a whole nother podcast. yeah, I guess, you know, just stick to the YouTube and, you know, let Randy do his thing on TikTok and keep, you know, podcast and all that. You know, my ultimate dream would be to make a short film about farming, but I want it to be a comedy. And I've kind of got it wrote all in my head, and I think it's really good. I'm sure people would find it entertaining. That would be just like the ultimate dream of mine, would be to make a short film about farming.
Well, when you get that in process and you're getting ready to release it, can we ask that the second place you notify people? Of course, you're going to do the first one on the Field Roast podcast and YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Is that you call us up and we feature it on the Farm for Profit podcast?
Yeah, we'll do it for sure. Yeah.
I think that would be a blast. I would watch it.
It would be so much fun. You guys need to watch. We did a video called Peanut Man and a video called Cotton Man, the world's first human cotton plant, which, I mean, did terrible as far as view-wise. I think, like, the world's first human cotton plant got, like, 3,000 views, which, you know, it's decent, but compared to others, it's, you know, it's not that great. But that's the videos that, like, I love making. They're so much fun. So, yeah, if I ever do make that movie, I'll definitely give you guys a shout-out.
Well, we might have to lean on you a little bit. We've got some stuff in the pipeline for the Farm for Profit and where we go spin-off from here, too. So I think you might be we might be able to hook up a little bit there. That'd be cool.
Yeah, definitely. You guys got my number, so hit me up.
So for our listeners, for them to find you, and if you don't mind plugging your brother, remind everybody how they can look you up.
Yeah, definitely. Just steeledrose.com. We've, you know, got all our videos there, the podcast links. We do sell some T-shirts, some hats. We got a couple of license plates because they're all new rage now. License plates are coming back in style. Not really. So, yeah, fieldrose.com, or just search Field Rose on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Field Rose on TikTok if you want to check out Randy. If not a big deal.
No, that's awesome. We appreciate you taking time. We know you're busy out there harvesting peanuts. You know, obviously we're pre-harvest up here in Iowa, and couldn't really say thank you enough for you to have, you know, an hour. Now we've been on the mics for an hour with you. So thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh yeah. Anytime. This has been super fun. So it flew by. Hope everybody, is doing well your way.
Yeah. Tell Randy, thank you as well.
Or not.
All right. If I see him again, I'll definitely let him know.
All right, Corey, send us out.
Kraken O'Fallon pumpkin spice beer, because it's a fall tradition, I think, from Dole Distributing. You deserve it.
Nice. Intro music recorded by Tyler Richton and the High Bank Boys. Commentary added by Elena Montemagni. And credit to bensound.com for music.